right, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. So I want to hammer this issue. And it is the issue for the Democrat Party. I really like it when I go out and I see videos of black people. And I've been showing you a couple of videos here for the last couple of days where black people are showing overwhelmingly support for President Trump. But, you know, it's not just black people that's starting to support President Trump more than the people want, more than the left would like for you to know. But more Hispanics are supporting President Trump. I'm pretty sure you've heard of this group called Latinos for Trump. They've actually exploded, Latinos for Trump. And they're doing is getting more Latinos, Hispanics, to realize that it's the Democrat Party that's the enemy of the people. But what's really interesting is that the left, the liberal media, the government state media, they believe that the border should be a reason for them to support Joe Biden. They believe that the Latinos and Hispanics in the United States of America want open borders. Because, you know, the left, they always pander. They always use the race and say, oh, my goodness, the Republicans don't want you Mexicans in America, which is a bald-faced lie. We want people to come into country that love America, that want to respect America, that doesn't have an issue assimilating. We don't want someone coming in here trying to change up the country, trying to make it a communist nation. We don't want that at all. Look at this one. Here it is, talking to a group of Hispanics, right? And of course, the liberal media, this is CBS, and they're probably like, man, this is not what we want. But watch.
Then there's the economy.
Do you think the economy was better under Trump?
I do.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say so.
Of course it was better. Everyone says it was better. Leave a split screen for me because I'm going to go right to this one here. This is actually my producer found this and I'm like, it's so spot on. But this is like another indication because I would have never seen this. I don't know how you even found this.
Yeah, I was pretty excited actually.
Yeah, I would have never seen this.
Yeah, because we don't see that the Latinos behind, we don't see that.
I think your mic is muted.
We don't see that the Latinos for Trump are actually reaching out and what they're doing to campaign for Trump. So this was a pretty awesome video.
It is. Let me play.
I love the music.
It's pretty short. It's pretty short. But watch. You'll get the point.
Ay, 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 por Dios.
For Donald Trump.
We know what that says, right?
For Donald Trump. For Donald Trump. That's awesome. So imagine how the left feels about that. Imagine, because again, like I've mentioned so many times, they've been able to control black people for the longest. They've actually been able to control black people ever since LBJ said that he'll have every N-word voting Democrat within the next 200 years. But he actually did it within 60. And you know who's partially at fault for allowing that to happen? Martin Luther King.
Oh, that's right.
Because Martin Luther King made a deal with the devil. Martin Luther King made a deal with the demonic Democrats so black people could start having a voice. And they use that to their advantage. Because they said, we get this N-word to bring them to us, to get them to vote for us. Because we'll have them believing that we'll give them a little extra this and a little extra that. Just a little bit to make them think that they have something. And that's exactly what happened. And that's exactly what's been happening. And then I get a lot of black people on X, especially on X. Not on Facebook, because Facebook is still jacking with me. But on X, there's a lot of black people on X that will attack me because I want to keep my freedoms because I don't want to be on the Democrat plantation. And it's really interesting how that came to light, because when I considered myself on the left, a Democrat, when I considered when Obama was running the first time, I'm just being honest with everyone. I'm not going to hide anything from you. I used to be consider myself a Democrat, but I didn't support all this wokeism. You know, it wasn't nothing like it is now. At least I didn't think it was, right? But then I woke up, moved to California, and all this hatefulness started coming out, like treating me like I was less than nothing, like I couldn't do anything because of my color. And I was running circles around people in California, Commifornia, when it came to IT. I'm running circles around them. And then it dawned on me that the racist party is the Democrat Party. And I struggled with it when I first saw it. I had a problem with it. I was struggling. I said, this can't be, because I was always told differently. But then when I started waking up and realizing I would post stuff on social media, then these black people would come out the woodworks calling me all kind of hateful names. And then I would get white liberals calling me racist names. And guess what? These black liberals would join in with them. I'm like, wait a minute. If it was a white Republican saying this to me, would you be saying the same thing? And they just ignore it altogether because it's okay, because white liberals, they've always had this racist tendency about them anyways. And black liberals, they are unable to see it.
Yeah, well, and you moved to California, what California. Was it? Like 10 years ago, right? Like 8 or 9, 10 years ago. Anyways, and so look at how much the country has changed since then, right? What you saw happening then is rolling out across America because of the Democrat policies. And, you know, you talk about black voters, but this Hispanic Latino vote, it is huge. I mean, they have a huge population here in America. I'm not talking about the illegals. I'm talking about people who have come the right way, right? And they're hard workers. These mm-hmm. people are entrepreneurs. These people have jobs. They're very family oriented. They're very focused on their family and their children. And so all these policies are impacting them in ways that they do not like. And as far as the border goes, that's one of their number one concerns too, Will, because they don't want to turn America into what they came from, right? They know that the best aren't coming. And they also don't feel like that these people should get a free ride, because a lot of them did not get a free ride. They came here the right way. They built their jobs. They built their lives. You saw Tito Ortiz. I mean, he's been a businessman, yes. Right? Yes. And so I think that's where Biden's losing these people. He's losing them.
Listen to this one. This was on the Communist News Network, and they're talking about the immigration issue for voters. Right. Look at this. It says immigration is the top issue for voters. And they don't they don't really care, because I believe they're working all in cahoots with one another to rig the 2024 election. But watch, it's still a concern for them because they're talking about it, because if they weren't concerned about it, they wouldn't be talking about it. Watch.
Now, you might think, you know, that Hispanic voters might be the types of folks who would have a backlash against Donald Trump's remarks, right? Ain't the case. If you ask Hispanic voters, who do they trust more on border security and immigration? Overwhelmingly, they trust Donald Trump more by a tremendous margin. Look at that, 49% to 24%. And that is in line with what we're seeing in the polls in general amongst Hispanics, right?
Let me stop it there right there. Look at that number, everybody. Look at that number. And I'm willing to bet that it's actually higher. Is the number for President Trump, I'm willing to bet it's probably in the 60s. And for Joe Biden, it's probably in the single digits. But they probably said, look, we can't put those numbers up there like that, because it would be devastating to Joe Biden. We'll fudge the numbers. I'm willing to believe that they're fudging the numbers to this extent. It still looks bad. It's still terribly bad for Joe Biden. It really is. And they don't understand why Latinos, black people are supporting President Trump, because President Trump didn't do the current situation. They did.
Joe Biden won them overwhelmingly back in 2021 and by over 20 percentage points. Democrats normally carry them overwhelmingly. If you look at the polling right now, and an average of polling amongst Hispanic voters, who do they choose in the ballot test? It's barely Biden by about 2 points. It would be the smallest margin for any Democratic candidate among Hispanic voters, basically throughout history since we started polling the gosh darn thing. So the fact is, at this point, there's no backlash. And at this point, I don't see one coming.
He said, since we started polling the daggum thing, I mean, they're not happy.
Yeah, so they're saying, yeah, Trump's...
They're not happy
They're
at
saying
all.
Biden's winning by 2%, but that's really nothing, right? And Will, even you were saying, we think that there's really almost a percentage of error could be 2%, right? So the concern is...
But they say the
is,
margin of error is between about 3%, 3
yeah,
points.
Yeah, so 2% is
and even
that margin
even,
of error.
Even the 3 points going, you know, going down for Trump and going up for Biden, Biden's still last. He's still not beating Trump at all.
No, yeah. I mean, and you saw how people are discouraged by Biden's policies. I mean, you know what? A lot of these people aren't even really political, Will. They're voting based off of what they're experiencing.
Because they don't have any money.
Yeah.
They remember having money. I remember having money when President Trump was in office. And ever since Joe Biden, it's been rough, at least for me, because of my line of work. My line of work, I get attacks everywhere. I'm still getting attacked on my Facebook page, and Facebook still refuses to help me, even though I proved that I'm the account owner of my business on Facebook. They refuse to help me. This is like the most bizarre thing ever. And it's like they're doing it because I'm a straight, conservative, black man that loves America, supports Trump. That's the only excuse I can figure out why Facebook would be doing this, because I haven't done anything wrong. I hadn't violated anything. I ain't broke the law, nothing. The law has been broken on their platform, and they're not doing anything to help me. Nothing. Let me share this one with you. This is another one about... Did we play this one already? Oh, no. This one. This is on CBS again. I should have played this one a second ago when the lady was talking to the people about the Latino voters. Here, let's go to this one. Let's go full screen.
They tell me they are not a monolith. And it's really difficult to just use one ad campaign to reach out to everybody because there are so many varying opinions and priorities within the Latino community. The one thing they agreed on, though, is that in their culture, they say they don't like it when people beat around the bush. They want people to get to the point, and they're tired of hearing Biden's rhetoric and flowery language.
Did you hear that part right there? This is on CBS. I wonder if they're going to let her go for actually saying that. I got to play it one more time because it's very rare for them to actually call out Joe Biden, saying Joe Biden's rhetoric. What? Listen.
Biden's rhetoric and flowery language. They want to hear more details. They want to hear a specific platform about what he plans to do.
They want someone like Trump that's not going to beat around the bush. It's going to be straight up. Look. The Democrats, they're trying to destroy this country. They want to hear the truth. Just like you. All of us, we want to hear the truth. I want the mean tweets to come back. I want mean tweets. I don't want flowery rhetoric. That's all Joe Biden's giving to us. Joe and the scarecrow has got to go.
It's a bit MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1.
This statement is not evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases, illnesses, injuries, or other medical conditions. Nothing contained herein should be construed as, nor is it intended to be used in medical diagnosis or treatment, and should not be used in place of the advice of your physician or other qualified health care providers.
With key ingredients supported by over 80 clinical trials, the exclusive formulation of the Bella Grace Elixir is changing lives everywhere. ingesting collagen peptides alone is not very helpful. This is where most products fall short, and where Bella Grace changes everything. Unlike other products, the Bella Grace Elixir controls the gene switches which activate collagen creation and disables the enzymes that break down the matrix. Bella Grace Elixir contains Verisol, the world's best and most clinically studied form of collagen. These elite collagen peptides influence the skin's collagen metabolism directly from the inside. Nature's most powerful antioxidant. 6,000 times more potent than vitamin C, Astareal Astaxanthin prevents the activation of gene switches that drive inflammation and activates the gene switch responsible for cellular repair and longevity, forming bridges across cell membranes, protecting them from free radical attack. Amazonian cat's claw suppresses the enzymes that degrade collagen and our skin matrix caused by oxidants and inflammation. It simply turns the switch off. The world's most studied collagen, plus activating the genes that make collagen, plus switching off the genes that break down collagen, has resulted in something the world has never experienced. The Bella Grace Elixir. Start your 30-day Bella Grace Challenge today.